Episode 11, Regeneration, by Jordan D. White. Dorothy Cherie was not an ordinary 18-year-old girl, but she was certainly trying. Most 18-year-old girls don't have a child to raise. Most 18-year-olds don't have to constantly pretend to be 2 years older than they actually are. Most 18-year-olds don't forge high school diplomas after learning about half their high school curriculum through hypnagogic methods. Most 18-year-olds didn't used to be Pandora Darling of Carousel, New York.
Shh, it's all right. You're hungry? Here you go, baby. Here you go. Oops. Hang on. 1 minute! Hello?
Hi there. My name's Elder Samson with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We'd like to talk to you about...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not looking to...
Oh, we're not trying to convert you. We're sharing a message for all faiths. That's a beautiful child you have there. What's his name?
Her, actually. Her name's Hope.
She's really something else, isn't she? But if you can spare just a few minutes, we'd like to share a message with you that we think you'll be glad to hear.
All right. Come on inside.
I'm sorry, but I didn't catch your name.
Dorothy, but you can call me Dora.
Well, Dora, what we'd like to discuss with you is probably the most important topic in the entire universe. The plan of salvation laid out for us by our Heavenly Father.
Well, Pandora, I'm waiting. Did you find your father? Don't leave me here in suspense.
Over a year before, in a previous life, Pandora had lived in Carousel, New York. She had committed multiple murders, been on both ends of a brainwashing, conspired to blow up an environmentalist gala, and was generally up to her ears in conspiracies from all factions of society. In the few months since her mother's death, Pandora had uncovered one insane faction of the vast conspiracy cask after another, learned that everyone she cared about seemed to be an agent, including perhaps herself, and it had all led her face to face with the man who'd murdered her mother in cold blood. Jason Brandt. In the basement of Carousel High School, Brandt had stood smirking at Pandora, wearing a clever business suit. Beside him stood Greasy Ralph from the dojo, Phil the high school janitor, and Pandora's former best friend Tabitha Wentworth. Pandora's boyfriend Bobby Kurtzman was doubled over beside her on his knees, holding his stomach.
Oh God, Pandora... It hurts.
What did you do to him?
Bobby? Oh, it's nothing. Just a little radiation poisoning. We injected him with a radioactive isotope in order to help us keep track of you. It was only a minor dose, though he should be fine. After all, sickness can only affect you if you feel you deserve to be sick. Tabby, give him a shot of painkillers.
My pleasure.
Keep away from him. What do you think? I'm crazy. I'm not letting you stick him with another one of your needles. Who knows what it could be?
Speaking of needles, how about that question I asked, huh? Did you find your father or what? We're getting a little bit impatient over here.
Yes, all right. Yes, I found the safe. I opened the urn and I got your stupid needles stuck in my gut. Are you happy? Yes, I found my father. What do you want from me?
Oh, dear. I think you've misunderstood me, Pandy. It wasn't my needle. It was your sweet little mother's. And that won't do at all. No, 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 no. Not to worry, though. See? Fix. Move. Ahead. Grab her, boys. It's time for plan B. Say ah.
The Lord does have a plan for us. Each and every one.
That he does, Elder Jacobs. So, Dora, are you originally from San Diego?
No, no. I moved here from Portland about a year ago. When my parents died.
I'm sorry to hear that. It must have been very hard for you.
It was, but I knew I wasn't alone.
Leave her alone!
Bobby Kurtzman had shrugged off the pain in his innards and leapt up to defend Pandora as the two cask henchmen approached. He leapt at Ralph from the cask dojo while Pandora took a janitor, longtime member of Cleaners Against Subsidizing Clorox. Their unconscious fighting acumen proved more than a match for the older men, and moments later, they were looking over their downed bodies at Jason Brandt. He was still holding a pill in his left hand, but his right now held a silenced pistol.
Game over, girl. You're going to take this pill to prevent this insidious implantation. I'm going to perforate your pretty little womb with lead. Either way.
Implantation? But we didn't—
Bobby, keyword, shut up.
He's telling the truth. I'm still a virgin.
A virgin birth? It's a miracle! Just because no man would sleep with you doesn't mean you can't realize your own progeny or progenitor, as the case may be.
What are you talking about, and why are you talking crazy again? We know it's all an act.
Everyone in the world, every one of us, is either a waiter or an actor. You set your goal, and then you make your decision. You either wait for it to come to you, that makes you a waiter, or you act. I choose to be my own actor. Life will give me the Oscar of my destiny. And it may be heavier than it looks, but I will take it in my hands and hold it over my head and shout, I did it!
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Calm down, sir. Calm down. Breathe, sir. Breathe. Deep breaths. In, out, in, out.
I'm good. For your information, Miss Darling, it isn't an act. It's a disorder that I have to work every day. I have to... Don't talk about it, Jason. Don't talk about it. Keep it together. Okay, now where was I?
Killing the baby?
Right! Thank you, Tabitha! Why don't you help Mr. Kurtzman now? He looks a little shaky. Now, Pandora, there's no way this baby is going to be born. Either because you swallow this pill, the preferred method, or because I make the mother unviable. Your choice. You feel like meeting your maker, girl?
We're never alone. Our Heavenly Father is always beside us, especially in times of trouble.
Which is what we'd like to discuss with you. Like most people, we believe in God. Do you believe in God, Dora?
I wasn't raised religious. My mother had problems with authority figures and could never accept church leaders. I've never given it much thought.
You haven't ruled out the idea, have you?
I suppose not. Stranger things have happened. On the other hand, there's certainly a lot of suffering in the world. Why would God cause all that?
But it's not God who causes the suffering, Dora. It's flawed, misguided human beings. That's why God offers us his plan of salvation.
It's through God's love that the things of beauty in this world come about. Things like love, things like joy, and things like your little girl.
Can you really look at the face of your beautiful baby girl, of your little hope, and say that you don't believe in miracles?
I told you, Bran, I'm not pregnant!
Not yet, you're not. But we're not taking any chances. Catch the pill. Catch!
Bran threw Pandora the Plan B emergency birth control. Pandora caught the little white pill in her hands and looked at it. She looked down at her torso and touched the sore spot where the needle had shot into her. The needle from her father's urn, which her mother's message from beyond the grave had led her to.
Mother, what did you do to me?
Your mother was an interesting lady. The only cask agent on record who was able to erase slash override her own code words. Well, until you, of course, potato. When she discovered what cask was, she pledged nothing would ever stop her from protecting the world from the scourge of cask. Nothing, not even death. Sure, she could train you to take her place. But could you really replace her? She couldn't be sure. There was only one thing to do.
She didn't.
She learned about cloning advances in the science community and made her move. She set things up with Chuck, already suspicious, Kane, in the event of her death. Loaded that preserved sample in the needle, and blammo! Her little daughter is carrying a clone of dear old dead old mom. God, that is so twisted!
Oh, I know she's a miracle. Aren't you a miracle, my little cucumber?
Cucumber?
It's nothing. A nickname. It's what she smells like when she's all cleaned up. Fresh cucumber.
Adorable. And for a miracle like her to exist, there would have to be a loving God to make miracles possible.
The difference is that we believe that there continue to be prophets of God alive today. Prophets who received the word directly from God, just as they did in biblical times.
We know this because Joseph Smith, one of these prophets, wrote of his experiences as a prophet of God.
I saw a pillar of light exactly over my head, above the brightness of the sun, which descended gradually until it fell upon me. When the light rested upon me, I saw two personages whose brightness and glory defy all description, standing above me in the air.
Sir, you're losing it again.
I'm fine! I'm fine. Now, get swallowing. Pill. Mouth. Now!
Pandora held the little round contraceptive between her forefinger and thumb and slowly brought it up to her mouth. She thought about the tiny, almost non-existent little version of her mother floating around inside her. She didn't know what to do.
Come on, little girl. I don't have all day. I'm telling you, short of an act of God himself, there's no way this child is ever going to see the light of day. Do you want to live or...
Tabby? You shot Jason?
Don't be so surprised. I'm not some kind of crazy person. I just care about social knowledge. Besides, he would have killed you and Bobby once he was certain he'd dealt with your mom completely. I wouldn't want that for either of you. Oh, God. Bobby, code word talk back.
Thanks, Tabby. Oh, God, Pandy. I was so worried about you and your baby. But now we'll get out of here and we can raise her together.
One of them spake unto me, calling me by name and saying, pointing to the other, "This is my beloved son. Hear him!"
And it was as a prophet of God that Joseph Smith made this, the Book of Mormon, another testament of Jesus Christ. It's through this book that God's prophet brought to us the only true church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and leads us all to the path of righteousness, which is the only road to salvation.
Listen, you both seem very nice, and I'm sure your religion is nice and all, but I'm not sure I'd want to read a whole...
Let me ask you this. Do you and your husband pray?
Husband, I'm afraid I don't have a husband.
You can't go with her, Bobby. You're going to have to stay here.
What? Of course I'm going with her. Why wouldn't I? I love...
You heard, Jason. They've implanted you with a tracking isotope. If you go with her, Cask will be behind you every step of the way, and they won't rest until this baby is dead.
But why would we need to run? You just killed the head of Cask. I mean, assuming we can avoid a murder charge, our conspiracy troubles are over.
Oh, God, tell me you're not really that naive.
Excuse me?
Jason was a member of Cask. He wasn't Cask itself. You can't stop Cask by killing one man. I told you, Cask isn't one thing. It's all the torture, the killing, the fighting. Why do you think there's so many factions? So many acronyms? None of them matter. They each have their own petty goals because the real Cask doesn't care about those things at all. They just want to divide people up more and more, get them to believe in an ideology, any ideology, enough to kill. Create more fighting, more violence, more paranoia.
But why? What's the point of it all?
Who knows? To undermine society, to destroy the world, to whittle the population down to a more controllable mass. At this point, it's grown so big. Every piece thinks it's the whole, so no one knows where the center even is. I'm not even sure if anything can stop it, but if anyone can, she's floating around in your uterus looking for a wall to hang on to. She's our only hope.
So you expect me to just leave Bobby behind, leave my home, all my things, leave Carousel all by myself, and what, raise this child alone?
She's right, Pandy. You have to.
What?
We can't give in. They're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. And it might be completely hopeless, but if we do nothing, they win by default. This is the only chance. You can't give in to them. The Pandora I know, the Dora I love, she wouldn't give up.
But Bobby... Bobby, how can I do it alone?
You won't be alone. You'll have your mother.
Really? want me to leave you?
No! God, no, Pandora. I want to go with you more than anything in the world. Or I want you to stay, to go out on dates and kiss and everything. But this is bigger than us. You're going to have a baby, a very important baby. You've got to go, and I can't know where to find you.
Don't worry. I'll take good care of him.
Tabby, this isn't the time to mess with me, okay?
Sorry.
One last thing, Panny. No matter where you are and what happens in the future, you can always know, no matter what, that I will always...
Bobby Keyword, shut up! I couldn't hear that. Not if I'm going to leave. I'll know it's true later, but I can't hear it right now. Goodbye, Bobby. Goodbye. I'm afraid I lost him as well.
I'm sorry. So much loss for one person to bear. Our condolences.
But clearly, God is by your side to keep you strong through all that. To help you support your beautiful daughter and make this home for her.
Maybe.
We're running a program at our church this Sunday you may be interested in. You don't have to convert to come to it. We're a community of people who care about one another. It seems like you might need that type of care.
It's called Caring Acts Spread Kindness. It's all about the little things we can do for one another and for all people to bring a little joy into their lives.
Will you come with us to church on Sunday, Dora?
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
I'm sorry, I can't. I work on Sunday.
That's too bad. But perhaps we can...
I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in learning any more about the Mormon faith. You seem nice and all, but I can't be a part of any group that tells me how to think. I won't.
But we're not.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
We're sorry you feel that way, ma'am. Might we stop by again?
I'd rather you didn't. I'm a very busy woman, what with hope and all.
All right, then. It was nice meeting you.
Dora closed the door behind the two missionaries and returned to her couch. They had left a flyer for their Caring Acts Spread Kindness program on her table, just in case. Dora grabbed it with her free hand, crumpled it up, and walked it over to the waste bin. She looked down at the precious child in her arms, her head nodding as she bobbed on the edge of sleep.
Are you sleepy, Cucumber? Is it nap time already? All right. Let's get you in your box. There we go. You're a good little sleepy girl, aren't you? I'll see you when you wake up, baby. I love you, Cucumber. Sweet dreams.